Good afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Island County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is June 11, 2020 at 1 p.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number PLP-062-19, a request for preliminary plat approval to subdivide approximately 7.9 acres into seven lots with associated improvements at 472 Lehman Drive. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for preliminary plat approval under the municipal code. And because it does involve the subdivision of land, ensure that it complies with the State Subdivision Act, which is in Chapter 5817 of the Revised Code of Washington. To that end, I received 31 exhibits in advance of the hearing today that I had an opportunity to review. I'm going to go ahead and deem those 31 exhibits admitted into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they would like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. We are using remote meeting technology today, but all testimony will be under oath or affirmation. So why don't we take care of that right now? All of those that think they will be called upon to testify today, I'm going to go ahead and have you raise your hand for me. And do you swear affirm to tell the truth in any testimony you give here today?
I do.
Okay, so we have that on the record. Everyone is under oath. Should we have any members of the public that join the meeting late, I will try to remember to swear them in as well. But currently, we do not have any members of the public that have joined today's meeting. The order that we're going to follow is first, I'm going to hear from county staff, who's going to present an overview of the proposal along with any recommendations the county has. Then we'll turn it to the applicant representative to present any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of. Then I'll ask if there are members of the public that have joined. As I stated, currently there are not any members of the public that have joined the meeting, but they will have an opportunity to testify if they are interested. And then at the end, if appropriate, I'll turn it back to county staff and the applicant representative to respond to any such testimony. The first time that you testify today, if you're not a member of county staff, I've been asked to have you state your name and address so that we can record that. And I guess we'll spell names as well, just to be safe. In addition, when you are speaking, to ensure that we capture the audio correctly and there's no confusion, if you can just state who you are at the outset when you're introducing yourself. That way we know who's talking. So I think that's everything at the outset. I may ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to ensure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal so that within 10 business days of the record closing, I'm able to produce a decision that is hopefully clear, cogent, and legally defensible. So I think that's it. I'm going to turn it over to county staff for their overview at this point. So county staff, I'll let you take it away.
Hello, my name is Michelle Peasley, P-E-Z-L-E-Y, and I'm a senior planner at Island County. I would like to first start with my presentation and make a small correction to the staff report on page 2 of 7. On item number 3, the staff report says that this is not within a RAID, which is a rural area of intense development, and it is in a RAID, in a country club RAID. The property is also within rural residential zoning district, and the applicant, as mentioned already, is proposing a 7-lot subdivision. And the property is along southeast Camino Drive, which is a major arterial, and then along the west is Limmer Drive, which is a local road. The properties to the north and west are mostly undersized lots within the rural zoning district, and the properties to the east and south are also within the rural residential and country club RAIDs. As demonstrated in the staff report and the attached exhibits, the The application does meet the criteria of the comprehensive plan. It does demonstrate, the applicant did demonstrate that it will provide adequate access to each of those lots, that there's adequate, or the demonstration also meant, let me rephrase that. The applicant also demonstrated that the critical areas ordinance have been met, and there is adequate water to serve all 7 lots, as well as there's adequate soils on the properties to provide adequate septics when it moves forward for the development. And staff recommends approval of the proposal with conditions of approval as demonstrated in the staff report. And I'm available for any questions.
For you. First, you already covered that this is within the country club raid, correct?
Correct.
That said, is that the specific comprehensive plan designation for the parcel as well? Is that what the designation is?
The comprehensive designation is actually rural residential. Is that right?
Okay. So it's rural residential within the Tomato Country Club raid. Is that
correct?
Basically right? Okay. Okay. And because we always ask, has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been amended since this application was deemed complete in any way that would impact the proposal for purposes of vesting?
Not any way that would impact this proposal.
Okay. I know that with preliminary plats, often there is a requirement for a pre-application conference. I know that the applicant included a note somewhere that had said county staff said that there was no need for one in this instance. But I believe a community meeting is often required too under Chapter 16-19-050. Do we have any information on whether that occurred or was that not possible because of the COVID-19 issues or...
Under the requirements, let's see. This is one thing I do not have memorized. Let me find that.
No problem.
So under the requirements of Island County Code 16.19.050, it does mention that anything that's a conditional use as a type 3 would require a community meeting. And the subdivision, the single family dwellings are type 1 application. Therefore, community meeting was not required.
Okay, my apologies.
That's all right. It took us a long time to figure that one out too.
Okay, let's see. And a notice went out when we, I think, back a while ago before we knew we would be in this situation. I don't believe I have specific information on how notice of the virtual hearing was provided. Could you give any comments on that particular issue? I think Exhibit 31 shows what notice was provided, but I'm just trying to make sure I understand how it was provided, if that makes sense.
So it's actually Exhibit 30, is a letter from Lotus Swart, and letting the applicants know And parties of record know that the where the meeting is going to be found online.
Okay, so the applicant.
It was also it was also published on our website.
Okay, that was my question. So the applicant's party of record published on the website. And I believe there is staff there right now, so that if anyone had shown up in person, they could either attend the meeting or be told to go somewhere safe and log in on their computer. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Next question I had is, there is reference in the environmental checklist, and I believe just briefly in the staff report, there are slopes as steep as 30% on a portion of the site. Just does that qualify as a critical area? Is it outside of the sort of area that's being developed? Is it a non-issue? I just was curious about that.
So within Island County Code for critical areas ordinance, it is not a critical area for SEPA purposes. It is an area that we do have flagged in our development policies that if anything's over 40% steep slope, or actually median 30%, they may be required to have a geotech report at the time that they propose a building permit.
Okay. So it's not categorized in and of itself as a critical area, but there may be an impact when it comes time to build structures. There might be additional engineering information that needs to be provided to the county. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Great. Okay, moving on. I see Exhibit 4 is the Certificate of Transportation Concurrency. But it notes that it expired on April 18th of 2019. Is there going to be a need for a new certificate, or how does that work?
The application has to have a adequate and correct certificate of appropriate. I'm sorry, wrong one. Certificate of transportation concurrency at the time of submittal. So it's still valid, even though that it's expired. The application hasn't been issued.
Okay, so because the certificate was valid when the application was deemed complete, there's no need for an additional one. Got it. Okay. Okay, finally, just on the staff report, there's a recommended condition of approval that is number 19, and it references an Exhibit 51, of which we don't have any, and it talks about an attached inadvertent discovery plan, which there is no attachment, and I'm just wondering if that was leftover info from a template, perhaps, or...
Correct. We would like to enter that inadvertent discovery plan for Island County as Exhibit 32 and change the staff report to 32.
Okay. So the staff would like to have an inadvertent discovery plan so that when development's occurring, if any resources of a historic or archaeological nature are found, there's procedures in place for stop everything, tell DAHP, tell the county, tell the local tribes in the area, etc. So we'll include that. You said exhibit, would it be 31 or 32 at this point? I think 32.
32.
Yeah. And then the rest of this this condition would then make sense. Is that what we're looking at?
Correct.
Okay. And then just looking at that same page, I did have a note for myself. 17 talks about the project being required to comply with Washington State and Island County water quality standards. But I guess my question was, what is the manual that the county has adopted for purposes of stormwater at the moment?
Low impact developments.
Is it the 2012 Western Washington manual from DOE then, do you know, or with the 2014
update? I'm not for sure, but I can, Public Works would know that. And unfortunately, they're not here today, but we can get that information.
Yeah, it'd be helpful to know. The fact that you mentioned low impact developments leads me to believe it's likely the 2012 DOE stormwater manual with 2014 updates, because there is a stress in that manual on use of low impact development techniques that did not exist in earlier versions. So that's my best guess. But if you can find that information just so I'm accurate in how I describe things, that would be great. Okay, let me make sure I didn't have more specific notes for you, Ms. Easley. Thank you for your patience. Your staff report did note that there is a portion, I believe, in the corner of the property that is within the Rural Conservancy shoreline jurisdiction. Is that outside of anything that's being built? Nothing that needs to be worried about so long as no development occurs? Just curious.
Correct. It is the upper or northeast corner.
And when you say correct, do you mean correct that so long as there's no development within that shoreline jurisdiction, there's no need for additional shoreline permits? Is that the idea?
Correct. And it's already developed as a street.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. And then can you confirm for me, Ms. Peasley, that there were no additional agency comments or public comments that were received on this proposal?
Correct. There has been no public comments or agency comments regarding this proposal.
Okay. Almost done, I promise. Okay. There was a letter. It's at the end of Exhibit 10 from Chuck Burrows that talked about some concerns related to, I think, easements and utilities. I just wanted to see if those issues have been resolved or what the status of that is.
I believe so.
You believe they've been resolved?
Correct.
Okay. And then obviously review of a preliminary plat is a sort of iterative process. I have several exhibits that are sort of staff review. For instance, let's see, the Public Works Roads Division in Exhibit 12 has a thorough review that was dated February 18 of 2020. And then there looks to be a previous similar letter from September of 2019. And we kind of have the same thing going on with Exhibit 16 through 20 are all comments from Clea Barenberg. And I guess just so I fully understand, I assume the most recent letter is the one I should rely on in terms of what staff's most current analysis is. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. So the other letters are just for purposes of the thoroughness and completeness of the record, but I can mostly ignore them for purposes of my review and assume that issues were addressed by the applicant over time, and then we're now set on that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I believe, Ms. Peasley, those were the questions, the many questions I had for you, but I thank you for answering them so patiently. And if staff does not, does staff have any further comments or folks that are testifying today?
No, we don't.
Okay, well then at this point, I will turn it over to Kimberly Martin. Is that right? No, Kimberly.
Bastide is my last name. So I'm Kimberly Bastide, and it's B-U-S-T-E-E-D. I'm with Cascade Surveying and Engineering at P.O. Box 326, Arlington, Washington, 98223. We are representing Dustin Martin, the client, the owner of the plat, and we support Island County's recommendations and just are here to answer any questions you have. And thank you.
Sure. So Kimberly Bastide, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you said you support their recommendations. I assume then that that means that the applicant has had an opportunity to review any recommended conditions of approval and concurs and believes they can follow those.
We have, for the most part. I have not received the letter from May 12th. I don't have records of that on hand, and I would like to request that that be sent to myself and the client.
Okay. That's the letter, I believe, the last letter that came from Clea or Clea Barenberg. Is that?
Yes, that's the letter I'm
referencing.
Yeah.
If we can unmute Michelle one more time.
Just leave it.
Michelle, did you hear that? We're missing that particular letter. I haven't looked very closely at it, but essentially you need to review that then to ensure that you don't see any issues there. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say correct. Based on the long, extensive review that we have had and the comments that have been made, I feel like we've address those, and I would like to review the final letter.
Okay. So, Michelle, you'll make sure that they get a copy of that letter?
Correct.
As soon as possible. Great. Okay. And then that discussion we had about the inadvertent discovery plan, does that make sense to you? I'm sure you've dealt with these kinds of things in the past.
Yes.
Okay. When you find the cache full of skulls, make sure to call someone.
I'll let Justin know.
How I think of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Solve that issue. Oh, this is a minor thing, but I want to make sure I spell it right. So this proposal has changed. You know, hands, I think, and obviously, like I said, it's an iterative process, but what is the actual correct name that the applicant wants this to be called? Is it Gilligan's Island?
I can confirm we have Gilligan Island Acres on the plat, and I believe that's the name that he would like.
Okay, Gilligan Island Acres, not Gilligan's Island. We're not on a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
All right, Wendell got it.
I didn't get it, but that's okay.
Yeah, terrible jokes for everybody. Okay. And then if you know the answer, great. Just out of curiosity, the Driftwood Shores water system has indicated that they are able to provide water. But do you know, is that a well, a Group A water system, a Group B water system? Do you just happen to know that?
I do not know that personally.
It's not a huge problem.
It looks like the county does. Michelle at the county wager.
Oh, I know.
It is a group A.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. And then this is just from my understanding, the access, I mean, each individual lot has either its own or shared access, mostly off of Lehman Drive. Is that right?
Correct. All of the accesses from Lehman Drive are shared. The only single access is off of Short Road.
Short Road. Okay. So I just wanted to, the exhibit 5 is quite small, and I just wanted to make sure I understood the layout. So it's not like a neighborhood where you drive in and there's a circle. I mean, it's essentially a long, narrow parcel that's being...
Correct. Shared driveways between the two pairs and then a single on the end.
Got it. And then looking at the site registration, Exhibit 7, and this is related to the drain fields, I believe. And I think this is addressed in that those letters to Exhibit 16 through 20. But there were some concerns about off-site drain field conflicts. To the best of your knowledge, have those all been addressed at this point?
Yes, that was the last sticking point between lots 1 and 2. Lot 2 currently has an existing drain field that will be located on Lot 1. Therefore, we have proposed that Lot 1 have an easement and use the drain field on Lot 2. These lots, this is what Lot 2 is owned by the owner, and Lots 2 and 1 likely will not be sold until later down the line.
Okay, and that is partially what that letter from May 12th, 2020 addresses. So you know, there's some information that is required to be included on the final plat map, which will make sense.
Yep.
And then there's off-site drain field easements issue.
Yeah, for the most part, I worked with the health district closely on this last issue, and that was the last time. Need to get over, and we've come to an agreement and understanding on that.
Good. And then there was a drainage easement that you had addressed as well, correct? Well, there was an existing drainage easement on the property. I'm just looking at her letter, so I didn't have it in my notes. I just saw it on the letter, but.
Okay, I would have to look more into that. I'm not. Okay. It's not in mind.
Okay. Okay. Well, I believe then those were the questions I had for you. Did you have any further thoughts or comments you wanted to share on this proposal?
Other than I'm glad to see this come to hopefully a positive ending after quite a few years of working on the county with this. So thank you.
And I know you have an associate there. Wendell, did you plan on testifying or you just in support?
I'm just moral support. I've been doing it for 40 years, and Kimberly asked if I could kind of just listen in. So.
Great. Well, he laughed at my joke, so good job on moral support. But Wendell, I'm not going to include you as having provided any official testimony, okay?
Yeah.
Then I think that'll be it for the applicants. Let me just ask Michelle, Ms. Peasley, any further comments or thoughts from county staff?
No, I do want to also let Kimberly know that this letter is attached in SmartGov with association to this permit, so she can pull it up in SmartGov.
Perfect.
Okay, so as a matter of course with these remote hearings, it's been my policy to leave the record open just for an additional couple days in case someone had difficulty accessing the meeting. And I know I even had some difficulty today. So I know it's a Thursday, so I would suggest why don't we leave the record open just until Monday? And if anyone contacts the county and says, hey, I really was interested in that plat meeting because I wanted to ask why it's called Gilligan's Island Acres or Gilligan Island Acres, or I wanted to complain about something, they can provide those comments as written comments in lieu of testimony, because A, I weigh written comments the same as I do public testimony, but I don't expect it'll happen. But then, Ms. Boosted, that'll also give you an opportunity to review that particular letter. And just so that we're all on the same page, I would ask that you then let... We can make it an exhibit, but essentially a memo, it can be a sentence even, but we'll make it an official exhibit when it comes in. So I think it'd be 33 at this point, because the inadvertent discovery plan would be 32. Just ensuring, you know, that essentially says I've reviewed that letter, I have no issues, and it doesn't change, you know, the applicant's idea that they can comply with the recommended conditions of approval. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, and does that give you enough time? It's the letter's short. I don't think it's going to take you a long time to find it or read it, but.
No problem.
Okay. So we'll leave the record open until June 15, which is Monday, closed business. And then I will produce my decision on this proposal within 10 working days of that time. So we'll have a decision by the end of the month on this particular application. That work for everybody? I'm getting nods. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I think at this point we can go ahead and close today's meeting and thank everybody for participating in the remote hearing. And to county staff for facilitating. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the record. And technically the record will close Monday. We will end today's meeting, close the record Monday. And I hope everyone is safe, well, and healthy and gets to enjoy some nice weather this weekend. So with that, we're off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.